have you gotten to meet your new Brazilian pitcher yet?
Yeah. Yeah, met him this morning. Don't know a ton about him, except we've seen him a couple times with Milwaukee, and it's a huge arm. We're always looking for stuff guys in our bullpen, and he has that. So, we're going to see what we got. Yeah, well, one, this isn't rare. This is happening, this is around the league, and it's going to continue. So it's going to be constant. Hopefully we can stay as healthy as possible, but there's going to be hiccups along the way, and we've had amazing effort from all of our guys, and the way others have stepped up and stepped into certain roles and added in the rotation. Guys like, Irv and Suarez and these guys have done a great job keeping us in games and helping us win games, and we're really happy with. We'd love to keep everybody as healthy as possible, but we're really happy with how our guys that have taken the ball to start the game is how they pitched.
When a guy like Grash has a game like that yesterday, yeah, in the midst of all you're going through, does that radiate out to the rest of the staff? And is there sort of like a greater effect than just he has one great game?
Well, Kyle's got the ability to do that a lot. I mean, he's got incredible, some of the best top of the rotation stuff in the game, and that was just completely dominating yesterday. And he's rewatching some of that game this morning. The two seamer development has just added a total different element for him. How firm it is and how tough it is to hit, and with the cutting fastball he's got to go with it, with the breaking ball, he's got a chance to do stuff like that every time out. And so I hope our guys, I hope we can feed off that and guys try to outdo, but that's going to be tough to do. That was incredible yesterday.
Brandon, yesterday I'm watching the game with my wife, and Kyle comes off the field, and she's sitting there, and she goes, "That guy looks cocky." And I said, "Yeah, he does. That's what you want in a quality starter." Do you share that?
Yeah. You want a little nasty, and Kyle's got that. He's got big-time confidence. And rightfully so. He knows his stuff is that good. And the confidence just has grown from really I look back to the Milwaukee start last year. From the Milwaukee start last year till the end of the season, I think that two-seamer really gave him a ton of confidence, honestly, to be able he can outstuff guys. He can outstuff hitters because they're on the defensive because there's no idea what he's going to throw. But he pitches with a ton of confidence and rightfully so.
San Diego later, one of the best teams scored in baseball, which means you're going up against some of the better arms in the bullpen.
What's that? I'm sorry. Start it again, Rob.
San Diego later.
Yep.
One of the best scoring teams in baseball, one of the best arms in the bullpen. Is that a testament to this team?
But last year, too, and the year before. And I've talked to her. I remember 2 years ago, is at the end of 22, we were one of the worst teams in the game. The first three innings, okay, middle third, one of the best the last third. And which doesn't make a ton of sense, honestly, when your numbers are better the back third of a game than the games we play because the arms you're facing. I just think our guys stay in the fight so well. I think for some reason our bats do get better later in the game, and maybe they lock it in a little bit more or whatever it may be. But we have a talented group of hitters that can do a lot of different things. Like we're athletic. We can run. We definitely can hit with power. And we've played so many close games the last 2 to 3 years that you never feel like we're out of a game. We feel like we just need to. If somebody gets on base, we can get a rally going. So I think that's our process. The last third of a game is really good. With you talking about with the starting elbow injuries, talked a lot about it. It's could be a wide variety of things for me. It's an all encompassing. I don't think anybody hasn't put their finger on it, but there's a lot of different ways people train now, and the clock thing has come up. There's all sorts of things that have come up, but I don't know if I haven't figured it out. Whoever does is going to make a lot of money. Well, we'll see.
How is Henderson a different player now than when he first got him?
Well, he's just gotten better and better in every single area. The difference between this year and last year offensively for me is the ability to really stay on the ball in the outer part of the plate, the power he shows the other way, the way he can cover the plate. So like the off speed pitch he hit out 10 rows in left center in Chicago, that's not normal. So he can cover out there. He's obviously super fast inside, so he can beat you pull side too. But then there's the speed, the strength, the speed, power, and then the defense has come a long way. I know he made an error yesterday, but he's played so well defensively, with huge range and the arm that he has. So he's just gotten better in every way.
Mm-hmm. He does not look helpless anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So is that a sign that you think this can continue?
Yeah, he's just, talk about confidence. He's hitting with so much more confidence right now. I think he really is aware of what pitchers are trying to do with him, especially when he gets deeper in the count. And he's trying to cover out there. And he's doing such a better job of that, of being able to take the slider that's off the plate, but be ready for the mistake also. And he's done something almost every single game to help us win. Literally, he does something almost every single time he gets a start to help us win, whether it's defensively or a big at bat or to be able to get the ability to get on base. Like I've said before, he gets on base, he scores almost every single time just because he creates havoc on the bases, and he just impacts the game. If he's got when he's got the ability to get on base, because the defense is spectacular and the range, and he saved 2 runs in Chicago that wasn't talked about by just his range factor. And then the arm strength from second base is not normal either, the ability to turn double play. So he's doing everything with a ton of confidence right now, and I hope that he's able to sustain it offensively, because it's a difference when he's in. It's different. Our lineup is different when he's contributing the way he is.
I know he's a natural shortstop, but have you seen range like that from anybody come into your mind
over
the past couple decades?
Maybe like Baez, when Baez played second, when Russell played short, but. Not really. I mean, this is different. This is, like you said, this is Gold Glove defender shortstop playing second base. So we're pretty fortunate to have that.
Hey, Brandon, with the weather you guys have had in the past and going forward and the number of games you're playing on a short span, how much does that, if at all, impact some of the decision-making you have in terms of using players, pitchers in certain situations, knowing that you have short games during that window?
Well, it's been... yeah, that was a tough trip in a lot of ways, just from the weather standpoint. I mean, we had one decent day. It was a lot of sitting around. It was a lot of, Bradish's start got cut short in St. Louis. It was just a lot of delays. And Because of that, we got in late last night, and we have a day game today. Those kind of things do add up, so I definitely try to rest and recovery is a big thing. And it's important to us, and so we do have a long, tough stretch. I'm going to try to find days off for guys. I think you just manage it day to day, see how guys are feeling, look at day games after night games, all sorts of things to try to keep guys off their feet and keep them as fresh as possible. But, you have 26-man roster, and you do the best you can with kind of this stretch. Hopefully we have good weather going forward. I know today doesn't look great, but hopefully we're able to get this in, and hopefully we have good weather the rest of the way.